Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Sam Abel is the city manager for the great city of Gulf Breeze. She always joins us after city council meeting. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. So, why do y'all hate smokers so much? I mean, you know, this horrible, terrible oppression, repression, trying to tell people how to live their lives in the parks. And no, you guys, what, is it first reading or second reading last night?
It was second reading, and, you know, Gulf Breeze just got in line. Apparently, you know, this is a position that all of the Panhandle, I think, is taking as it relates to just making sure our air is healthy and clean to breathe. So I will give props to Pensacola and Milton and our surrounding cities who really were very quick to adopt this after the state of Florida lifted the preemption.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, your listeners may be surprised to hear that in the state of Florida, local governments were prohibited from stopping smoking in their parks and at their ball fields. And so even though there might have been signs to discourage that use, we weren't able to actually prohibit it or enforce that until the state legislature lifted the preemption in the last year.
Right.
So this has been part of the mayor's legislative priorities, and it's been on our board to get this done.
With the exception of unfiltered cigars is the one thing that the legislature, in what I can only describe as their heavily lobbied infinite wisdom, decided they need to create a carve-out for.
So, interesting. So I'm originally a Georgia girl. And for decades in the state of Georgia, there was a seatbelt law, except if you drove a particular make and model of a red pickup truck. So I was hoping with your investigative journalism that you would be able to find which legislator smokes unfiltered cigars. I was really hoping you'd be able to bring that to the morning show.
Or which, legislator's brother-in-law or whatever. Right. No other reason to justify this carve out than somebody wanted to be able to keep smoking their cigars in public. Right. So anyway, and that's in effect now, right? That means as of today, you can't smoke in a park.
As of today.
All right. Also, second reading, I think you did the Shoreline Park rental rules for businesses, which would also be in effect today. Is that right?
That's right. And why this is interesting, Andrew, is, you know, Gulf Breeze being the front porch to Pensacola Beach and being a peninsula community, we really are a catch-all for a lot of outdoor recreation, as we all know. After COVID, what we saw is a proliferation of new waterfront recreational uses at Shoreline Park South. And so you had individuals go out and purchase multiple pontoons, and they were listing Shoreline Park as their business address.
Got it.
And they were renting jet skis and, you know, all these waterfront recreational crafts, and it was impacting our fishermen. And that really goes to the culture of Gulf Breeze and why we incorporated even in the first place. We're very connected with our fishermen community. And so what the council said is, we just don't have the space. We cannot accommodate it at Shoreline Park South. Plus, there's no return to the public for this. So they were not paying. There was no, you know, return. There was no lease agreement, nothing of the kind. And so what this does is it allows for a process for our recreational fishermen and our charter captains to have that six-pack license and be able to operate that commercial business lawfully. It's just an annual renewal. But for all those other businesses, Andrew, they really need to take it to a larger marina. We'll look at it again, you know, maybe once Wayside Park is reactivated.
Yeah.
That's where we are right now.
Okay. Also, we've talked quite a bit in the last couple of times. You and I have talked about the dog park and the, let's just say, difficult adults who may be difficult children in adult bodies, making it hard. But there was an ADA issue, and you guys are where on solving that problem?
That's right, Andrew. And so as you and I talked before, this the impetus of this was two individuals who did not get along. One had recently had foot surgery and was in an air cast. When they exited their vehicle, they saw another individual that they don't get along with rush to a bench. There's 5 2-seater benches, but that was their bench. And so they raised ADA complaints. Their complaint was that the local government had to make accommodations within the dog park for a non-slip stable surface and such. And so we consulted with our ADA experts because Gulf Breeze has an ADA transition plan. We budget annually for that. And we really didn't know, well, are we out of compliance or aren't we? So the council heard from our engineering expert, and we are actually pouring concrete yesterday and today for ADA parking and sidewalks that will go to both the entrances of our small and large dog park, but not within the park itself. So because it's an animal enclosure, we're leaving that for, you know, our dogs, and it will be in its very pretty, you know, primitive state under a lot of, you know, shaded trees that we know, Andrew, there's really only one other facility in Pensacola,
right,
within this whole three-county area that offers that really nice shaded area. So we were hoping not to have to impact our trees, and we're happy for that.
And so that'll be open, what, within a couple of days? Concrete
before
dry?
Before June 7th.
Okay.
You know, we like to under-promise, never-deliver.
I got
so
you.
We're saying before June 7th.
So Friday. Okay, very good. Hey, Sam, hang on for me for just a second, because I had one other thing I wanted to ask you about. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
Well, if you're heading eastbound on 98 this morning, coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you can expect to see a little bit of traffic built up before the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve. Clearing up as you pass the park into Pensacola this morning. Seeing a lot of traffic building up in downtown Pensacola, specifically on Cervantes and Palafox. Cervantes and 9th and Garden Street coming off the I-10 interstate there. So expect delays and use caution if you're driving downtown this morning. If you are coming in from Pace and Milton, Woodbine and Chemukla has cleared up significantly, so you guys are clear over the US 90 bridge into Pensacola this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Actually, I actually have two things before I get to my last question, Sam. One is, oh my God, I wish we had video of this silly, silly person rushing to sit down before the person in the air cast could get to the bench, because that would have to be hilarious and embarrassing. Number two,
you know, you would advocate for the video, Andrew.
Oh my God, yeah. I would love to have that video. Number two, I have word in here from an extraordinarily reliable source who says that the cigar carve-out is because several of the legislators have connections to the businesses that make cigars in Tampa. And so if you don't smoke in the beaches or the parks, you don't sell as many, I assume, is the inference here. And therefore, it's a business decision to protect the local business, let's just say, in Tampa that makes the cigars. I don't know if that's worse or better than my brother-in-law likes to smoke in the park, but it's not good.
I did not know Tampa had a stronghold on cigars.
I guess.
For sure, I thought you were going to say Cuba. So this is all news to me.
Well, I'm learning right along with you. So I have the smartest audience. They're fantastic folks. Okay, so the last thing is the state just passed what I can only describe as a complicated red light law that I'm not quite sure how it works to restrict or change the operation of red light cameras, but obviously Gulf Breeze has red light cameras. Do you know how this new law is going to affect the camera operation in Gulf Breeze?
Well, your question is timely because we are still looking at the new reporting requirement for the city. But, you know, this is really about best practices. And so our understanding of the law is that if you're going to have red light cameras, then the local government should adopt an ordinance. Well, I think any attorney, I would imagine, would tell you that if you're going to enforce that, well, certainly it should be an ordinance, not a resolution or provision. And so that's step one, is the state legislature said that you should have an ordinance on the books. And then step two is they said that municipalities should report to the county annually. Okay. Well, our, you know, cameras, you know, were the result of a 2004 traffic safety task force. And since that time, our police department annually goes and speaks to our Rotary and other groups and make sure that our locals know that over 90% of those citations are from outside our regional zip code. These are very clearly tourists who have no respect for our local laws, and yet it costs our local taxpayers incredibly. So we're absolutely about making sure that the public knows about our citations, that, you know, who it is that's being cited, why this is important. And so we have to provide that report. Andrew, I have to tell you, we've already got it. Every year we have a Red Light Camera Fund budget overview. It's available on our website. And so, I mean, for us, we think this just makes, you know, good business sense for any local government. But to my understanding right now, that's the two, you know, major priorities of this new legislation.
Okay, so the two things that it will require won't change your practice at all because you already have done or do both of them, which makes perfect sense. That was kind of the gist I got from it, but like I said, it was a little unclear to me, so I appreciate that. Sam Abel, she is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. As always, Sam, a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for helping us understand what's going on in the city better. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
820 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you're thinking about selling your home, you want to sell it as quickly as possible and you want to sell it for the best price possible, right? Well, how do you do that? Well, obviously, there's a whole bunch of steps involved in selling it, one of which it might seem like not much to you, but one of which is the photography. You know, when you go online to buy a house, which is how everybody does it these days, right? You go to look at the photos. If the photos are great, then better chance that you'll get better offers and more interest in that house, right? More people means more offers, more competition, better prices, right? If you have mediocre pictures, what do you get? Well, the alternative. And you don't want the alternative. Same thing. If, you know, you follow up with people, even some people who might not make an offer on the home, you follow up with them and find out why, and then maybe you tweak some things or you work with them because it turns out they can be persuaded that maybe it is the right home for them. Hey, those are just good real estate practices. That's why Christina Leavenworth does them. She has a fantastic photographer. They know how to stage your home. They know how to list it online, how to schedule an open house in ways that really maximize the chance of getting you a good offer rapidly, which is, of course, what every homeowner selling a home wants. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10:30 and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric. Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, there are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Loves you, baby. You're beautiful.
Good morning, 824 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and I can't tell you what it is. You have to see it for yourself, except to say that this video of the kid playing behind his dad while his dad's speaking in Congress is it's so wonderful. It's just so satisfying. It was Bring Your Kid to Work Day, apparently, for Representative John Rose, and he brought this adorable little redheaded. I had said earlier, might be 6 or 7. I think he's probably more like 10 or 12 now that I look at him. And the kid's making faces behind his dad while he's speaking in front of an empty House of Representatives, which is the most common you know, they show you the close-up of the guy without anybody around him because that's all there is to show in the whole seating area. So he's speaking and nobody's paying attention except that this kid has totally upstaged his dad and is now an internet sensation. And I am sure the pictures of him and his faces are going to be all over your meme list in the near future and probably come back to haunt him in the future, I figure, too. 825 on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic on the five. Speaking as a fellow redhead, Jimmy, you find the kid entertaining?
Yeah, he's very entertaining.
He's the best. Mm-hmm. Would you have done this as a kid?
Yeah, probably.
Are there photos like this of you when you were a kid around somewhere?
You'll never know.
Okay, good.
if you are coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre to Pensacola, you are clear westbound on 98. And if you're coming in from Pace or Milton, looking pretty good on Woodbine and Chemukla with their intersections with US 90 and clear over the bridge into Pensacola this morning. A lot of traffic building up downtown, specifically on North 9th Avenue. And if you're coming in from the beach, you can expect to see a little bit of traffic building up at the intersection of Bayfront Parkway and Chase Street. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the five.
All right, Jimmy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Israel is now estimating that a third of the hostages kidnapped by Hamas back in October are now dead. Hamas took about 250 people hostage when they attacked Israel, killing more than 1,200. More than 100 of those hostages were returned home during the ceasefire deal last November. That leaves about 80 still alive, according to the numbers released today by the Israeli government. Republican governors from seven different states meeting in Louisiana today. They're announcing a plan that they say will unleash American energy.
We're seeing the effects of President Biden's war on energy every single day in all of our states. Under the Biden administration, Americans are now paying 40% more every time they fill up their gas tanks.
And that's Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt. The governors are from Alaska, Georgia, Louisiana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Virginia. And they've sent a letter to the Biden administration asking for action on energy policies. And Andrew, there's quite the crime spree going on in California right now. Close to 100 fire hydrants have reportedly been stolen in Los Angeles County this year. They say 85 of these hydrants have been stolen in unincorporated communities, 14 more from Linwood. And authorities say the thieves are stealing the fire hydrants and then selling them at metal scrap yards.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's got to, I mean, a hydrant's got to be what? 60, 70 pounds? Probably just, more? 100?
I don't know how you would covertly steal a fire hydrant.
I mean, unless the water has been disconnected or has not yet been connected in that area or something, right?
Geyser, you know, in the sky, yeah.
You're leaving a geyser behind you, Jimmy.
Now, this is just a product of the criminals being bored with all the other crimes they've committed.
Oh, they're trying to find something new to do?
Yeah, the constituents of California.
Find something new and exciting.
Yeah, what
can't street
can
race
steal?
Anymore. Let's steal fire hydrants. I got it.
They're watching the converters. We got
yeah. The catalytic converters, no fun.
Yeah.
Street racing, no fun. Selling methamphetamines, no fun. But stealing a fire hydrant.
Now there's
that's
a rush.
Right up there with cow tipping. Yeah. I mean, it's really high class entertainment,
nuanced,
is what it is.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. I mean, although it is weird because they got to invest in a bunch of technology to do it. You know, those big wrenches.
Yeah.
And you know, waterproof gear. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it would take, but. Seems like it'd be a lot. David, thanks so much for the update. Hey, speaking of cars, now, if you're thinking about that next vehicle or time to replace your current vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great selection. 300 different cars, trucks, vans, sedans. I recommend you drive several. I mean, drive four or five. You know, typically people like, what do you drive? Like one or two? Maybe. Drive several. And you might discover, oh, man, I really like that better. Or, oh, man, I really didn't know I didn't like that. And that's the point. And even drive something that's outside of your, like, comfort zone. You know, you're thinking about buying a minivan, try a Jeep. You know, try a sports car. I mean, if for no other reason than drive a sports car for fun. You know, why not? You might discover, oh, kind of like that. And then maybe you get one and then you're happy. I mean, that's why you try something different. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community with great quality used cars for more than 25 years, right behind the big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. I don't know quite what to make of this whole story, so I'm just going to kind of lay it out for you. Headline, Orlando hotel criticized for, if you got little kids in the car, maybe just maybe turn me off for a minute. Headline, Orlando hotel criticized for bondage themed pride decoration. Giant 12-foot tall, inflatable, I don't know, bear wearing hot pink and let's just say chains and things at the hotel.
Was this at a Ramada?
The Crown Plaza in this particular case. Now, the hotel apparently says that it was some private event, you hope. But the bondage pandas being visible from outside.
Never did I ever think I was going to hear the term bondage panda.
Well, I guess it's actually a bunny, black and white bunny, but bunny panda. I mean, you always kind of figured if any mammals besides humans were into kink, probably pandas.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Opening arguments in Hunter Biden's federal gun trial in the Biden's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. More than half the jury has family experience with drug or alcohol problems. With the special counsel looking to prove that Hunter Biden lied on a federal gun form about not being a drug user to buy a firearm. His father, the president, reported ready to sign an executive order to cut migrants crossing the border to shut down asylum requests between ports of entry when migrant numbers hit 2,500 in a day. Twice as restrictive as the bipartisan border bill. Texas GOP Senator John Cornyn tells Fox.
This is all an election year deathbed conversion by Joe Biden.
Riverside, California, Sheriff Chad Bianco says he's tired of arresting criminals and seeing them let out of jail, posting, "It's time we put a felon in the White House," endorsing Donald Trump for president. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. 78 degrees right now. Looks like mostly cloudy skies this morning. The Escambia Sheriff's Office looking for three teenagers in connection to that shooting that seriously injured a young woman on Montclair yesterday.
We believe that they have information that regarding this homicide. Either they were there or they have information. So if you know where we can find these three individuals, please give us a call. We do consider, I wouldn't approach them yourself. We ask that you would contact us and let us do the approaching for you.
Sheriff Chip Simmons there, and he does say that they are looking for 16-year-old Glenn Allen James III, 18-year-old Michael Falater, and 18-year-old Zane Cook, the three wanted for questioning only. If you do have any information on that, on their location, you should contact the sheriff's office or call Crime Stoppers. That shooting happened on Montclair near Rowan Lane yesterday afternoon, the latest in a string of violence in that neighborhood. The family of senior airman Roger Fortson reacting to the news that the Okaloosa County deputy involved in Fortson's death was fired last week.
I want justice for my child. You're not going to throw me a bone. Take his credentials, take his pension, let the world know why he resigned and came back. Break up charges against him. He thought he wasn't going to make it home to his family. Guess what? This one did it.
And that is Fortson's mother, and she remains firm in calling for Deputy Eddie Duran to face criminal charges in the case. The Okaloosa Sheriff's Office concluded that Deputy Duran's actions were not objectively reasonable. Their investigation, though, was separate from the criminal investigation that's currently being handled by FDLE and the State Attorney's Office. A 39-year-old man charged in a shooting that reportedly stemmed from an argument that started over a tree limb. According to jail records, Derek Sewell is charged with attempted homicide. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says it all happened yesterday about 9 a.m. on Capitol Boulevard. Two neighbors were arguing over tree limbs, and that allegedly led to Sewell shooting his neighbor in the leg. And that audio is from Ring camera footage obtained by Channel 3. It shows Sewell throwing portions of that limb in his neighbor's direction, followed by the neighbor swinging at Sewell. Sewell then went back into the house and retrieved a gun. The victim was taken to a local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The early warming of the Atlantic Ocean sparking some concerns. Earth science professor Brian McNulty from Miami says the Atlantic temperature is months ahead of schedule now.
The warmest out of this 14-day streak was just on May 30th, and that was at 89.6. So, yeah, basically 90. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
And McNulty says that high water temperature will continue to increase throughout the summer, and that could have negative impacts on marine life like fish and coral, and the warm ocean water could also act as fuel for hurricanes, leading to more severe storms this summer. It is 8:35 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jimmy.
We are just seeing a lot of traffic building up downtown Pensacola. North 9th Avenue looking pretty backed up as you go north or southbound at Gregory and Chase Street. And Garden Street, the I-10 exit for downtown, looking pretty backed up, as well as Palafox in between Garden and Main Street. And Spring Street looking very backed up as well this morning. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping, call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing some spotty showers and thunderstorms through the morning and afternoon. 30% chance of rain overall, high near 87 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. Spotty rain chances continue for our Wednesday with some thunderstorms possible. 30% chance of rain, high 89 degrees. Overnight Wednesday, temperatures dropping near 74. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday with a high near 88. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now it's 80 in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, and 80 in Milton. Your money now. This morning the markets are down at the opening bell. The Dow is down 82, 48 at 38,488.55. S&P 500 down 16 points this morning at 52,67.86. NASDAQ down 51,68 at 16,776.99. 10-year bond rate down just a bit at 4.35% today. Gold price is down $11.60 at $23.57.70, and silver prices down 67 cents at $30.09. Bitcoin up $200 at $69,303. Data on job openings and labor turnovers is coming out later today, with ADP releasing its employment report Wednesday, along with the latest stats on the U.S. trade deficit. We'll also get the weekly jobless claims later on this week, and most analysts there expecting a bit of a decline. Well, Sandy Hook families are demanding that Alex Jones's media company be immediately liquidated. The family successfully sued Jones for claiming the 2012 Newtown, Connecticut school shooting was a hoax. The victims were paid actors. They were awarded over $1 billion in damages. They're now demanding that Jones bankruptcy claims be changed from Chapter 11 reorganization to Chapter 7 liquidation. That would include his company, Free Speech Systems. Well, Spotify raising prices. That news coming out today. The music streaming service announcing Monday that its ad-free premium plan will now cost $12 a month, up $1. The cost of a duo premium plan for two people will go up $2 to $17 a month, and a family plan will now cost $3 more at $20 a month. The price hikes take effect next month. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Father's Day, Beer Fest, dinner with strings attached, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at NewsRadio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So today I'm trying to explore terrain that I don't really understand that well is what's going to happen today. I'm trying to learn about something that I am predisposed to have contempt for. The subject of the day is Dr. Pepper. And the question of the day is not does Dr. Pepper taste good? We all know that it does not. The question of the day is Dr. Pepper a cola? 437-1620, 437-1620. The reason this comes up is because Dr. Pepper has now tied Pepsi as the second most popular soft drink, soda, you know, whatever you want to call it. I know we live in the South. It's a soda. It's a pop. It's a, you know, whatever. Okay, I'm not having that conversation today. I mean, maybe. But more so, the question is, which, again, I don't understand how it could be possible that so many people could be so confused about things that taste good that they drink Dr. Pepper all the time. That's why I wanted to have our intern, Nadia, involved in this, because she is a self-described member of the cult. We'll get there in a minute. But first, Jimmy, is Dr. Pepper a cola? You can't use the internet. There's no cheating.
No, I'm not. I'm typing it. Yeah, well, if you want to, I don't know, process a bunch of Twizzlers and cut it with soda water, then sure. if you can call that a cola, then
437-1620. All right, I turn now to the aforementioned intern, Nadia, who... I'm not saying anything you wouldn't say, right? It's a cult?
No, yeah, it's a Dr. Pepper cult. Yeah.
And that's you're nice. A member?
Yeah.
You have a card?
Pretty much.
Okay. You guys found that when you went to Disney World that
there's no Dr. Pepper on property.
The biggest problem with Disney
is the worst thing.
You've gone into a Dr. Pepper dry zone.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to drive off property, go to McDonald's, come back.
A Dr. Pepper desert,
yes.
So to speak. All right, so question then for you, since you're an expert.
Yeah.
In things I do not understand, which is generally
Dr.
liking
Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. Yeah. Is it a cola?
I mean, what else would it be?
I mean, you tell me. It's cola is a particular kind of soda.
Right?
You know, Pepsi, RC, Sam's Cola, says cola on the side. It's got to be a cola. Okay. Coke, obviously, it's cola. Dr. Pepper cola?
I think like a colored soda is a cola, right? Like a dark soda is a cola.
I don't know.
Right?
I'm just asking the question. I don't know any terms. I don't know what they mean.
I'm just
You think it is?
There. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody here says, it's all a Coke. Oh, well, that's another question, right? You know, I found this amazing when I was working in restaurants because I had never heard of people using a Coke as
like
a generic catch-all for every soda, right? Because I thought, what? And I would literally have, again, people say, I'll have a Coke, make it a Sprite. And I was, well, which one? Because we have them both, which one? And that was their answer is, no, a soda's a kind of Coke. It's not, but it is, if you use the words that way. 437-1620, somebody says, yes, it's a soda. Well, yeah, of course. And no, I absolutely do not like Dr. Pepper, any flavor. I mean, I just feel like
the term cola comes from cola nut. It's a...
Look at you, internet cheating.
I was like, thank you, Google.
Well, I mean...
If we're going to ask the question,
don't you want people
know?
To learn it?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so...
Theoretically?
That used to contain the extract of a cola nut, so that's what it is. So that's... Yeah.
Does it?
No.
Dr. Pepper does not contain any cola nut.
It has 23 flavors.
How can it not have cola nut?
Surely
it's not a cola. Sorry.
Oh.
So the Food and Drug Administration, I also did a small amount of research. Mm-hmm. The Food and Drug Administration, the authority on all things like this, has ruled that Dr. Pepper is not a cola, nor a root beer, nor a fruit-flavored soft drink. Rather, Dr. Pepper is a Dr. Pepper. It's a unique category. They call it a pepper soda, named for the brand. It's so unique. Now, I have a theory about Dr. Pepper. Follow me, Nadia.
Okay.
If you agree with this. Mm-hmm. So I think that Dr. Pepper is the railroad behind your house. You hate it. You hate it. You hate it. And then you get used to it. And then if you don't have it, you miss it. It's bad and terrible and awful. And once you've abused your taste buds with it enough, eventually can't live without it.
So it's just like an addictive drug.
That's exactly right.
Heard that.
Yeah, because it's such a weirdly unique and unpleasant flavor. But it's, you know, people say it's an acquired taste. And once you acquire it, you're done forever for life. You're addicted. Is that accurate?
I'm going to go with sure.
Other than the unpleasantness in the beginning. You don't want to admit that part.
I don't remember the unpleasantness. I've always drank Dr. Pepper. It's like in my bloodstream at this point.
So it has nothing to do with the sugar that's in
the soda? Yeah, well, there's that. Okay. As much as a carbonated prune juice can be a cola, sure, it's a cola, somebody says. They're all soft drinks, not cola. Okay, all right. I guess we are having this argument.
I think maybe because whiskey has such a unique flavor. That's why I like whiskey so much.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Sure.
Probably. That's like why I'm...
What happened with tequila then? No, Dr. Pepper is not a cola any more than Sprite is a cola or root beer is a cola, but it is good, somebody says. Coca-Cola is the type of cola. Dr. Pepper is the only other cola worth drinking. Mormons drink Dr. Pepper instead of tea or coffee.
Oh, this is true.
We're learning all kinds of things to hear.
This is true. My old roommate was a Mormon.
There you go.
She survived off of Dr. Pepper.
Somebody says, you know, it's almost like they created it to give the Mormon something to drink. 23 flavors of heaven, somebody here says. I'm just curious where Bobby's animosity towards Dr. Pepper came from. Was a terrible childhood incident. I think does he mean me or actually Bobby Ross? I don't know. Okay, either way. Did your parents force you to drink Dr. Pepper? No. There's a mystery behind it. We'd all like to know. I just have taste buds. Dr. Pepper is the soda what dark ales are to beer. No, I'm going to pass on that. Let's get traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
Well, if you are heading downtown into Pensacola this morning, you can expect to see a lot of traffic built up at almost every intersection, but specifically on 9th and Gregory and 9th and Chase Street, and actually all of 9th Avenue in downtown. So expect some delays and use caution. Coming off I-10 on Garden Street, you can expect to see some slowdown as well on the roads, and Bayfront Parkway heading eastbound towards the beach, looking a little bit backed up in between Palafox and 9th. If you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you shouldn't expect to see too much traffic. A little bit building up right before Avalon Boulevard, but clear as you get past that and on the 3 Mile Bridge. And Pacer Milton, you guys are looking pretty good on Woodbine and Chemukla Highway. No need to expect any slowdowns getting onto US 90 this morning, clear all the way into Pensacola. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. If you're 64, turning 65, or you're retiring, both can affect you in the sense that you're going to start to go on to Medicare, and you might wonder, well, what's that all about, and why are they sending me letters, and why are people emailing me and calling me? It's not that hard, but it might be, you know, weird for you if it's the first time, which it would be, converting from whatever traditional insurance you've had for all of your life over onto Medicare. And you might have questions like, what's Medicaid? What's supplement? What's, you know, does Medicaid even apply to me? What is, you know, Advantage? Good questions. Don't ask me. Ask Ricky Stewart. She's a good friend. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Her whole family does insurance. She does just this one part of helping people get, you know, converted over onto Medicare and taking care of them. And she's great at it. She's such a sweetheart. You're going to love her. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. 848 on News Radio Pensacola. I don't have any big follow-up on the Dr. Pepper thing. You know, we got a couple more texts in here. I like my Dr. Pepper heated with a squeeze of lemon.
That sounds criminal.
That sounds what?
Criminal. That is terrible.
How do they heat it?
Well, and doesn't heating tend to release the carbon dioxide? So wouldn't that make it flatter?
Right.
So now it's flat lemon pepper.
Ugh. That's disgusting.
No, I don't. I'm not following
like
you on that
wings.
Particular journey of taste exploration. So no, but no, I was just stunned to see this number. Stunned to see that 8% of people in the soda market drink Pepsi and Dr. Pepper, and then like 20% drink Coke. That one doesn't surprise me that so many people drink Coke. But that so many people drink Dr. Pepper, I couldn't believe it. Somebody says, just stop. Okay, we take requests. I'm Andrew McKay.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Join Lori from Davis Hardware and U-Haul on Pep Talk today at 10 a.m. for Davis Hardware and U-Haul's show, talking about what makes Davis Hardware your go-to place for those hard-to-find items. Listen to Lori and find out more about Davis Hardware's solutions for a happy home and a happy life. Your home is talking to you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Hey! You lose concentration of fighting your dead meat.
Yes, Sensei.
What?
Yes, Sensei.
Kind of talking all day about this District 4 commissioner forum that was at Marcus Point Baptist Church, put on by the JoJo and Finley folks, and very interesting comments. Walker Wilson, one of the candidates for District 4, which again, sadly, I think that we are not going to get a district. I now have come to the conclusion also that we are not going to get a District 4 commissioner. I think the governor is going to wait at least till the primary, because if he's waited so far, he's not going to just jump in all of a sudden. Anyway, talking about planning and zoning and what things you might want to do differently if you were a commissioner in terms of land use.
It's frustrating sitting on the planning board is when we have a rezoning case come to us and somebody wants to go from, you know, low density to medium density or whatever it may be. We're not able to consider what the development is going to be or what the plan is for that piece of property. We have to take into account what is every possible use in that zoning category that could go on that piece of property because of the zoning it's given. And to me, that kind of handcuffs not only the county, also it handcuffs the, you know, good developers that are coming in trying to do the right thing, because they're trying to go up one level of zoning to get some single family homes in there to give, you know, people in this community an opportunity to succeed and own their own home. But that might also, that same zoning level might also equate to having, you know, some sort of commercial use on it or light commercial use on it. And so it doesn't fit with the standards that the planning department has to go by. And so I think there's certainly some changes that could be made there.
Yeah, and this is something I've talked about with the mayor and talked about. I think I might have talked about it with Wes Moreno. I don't remember if we did or not, but I wanted to. That, you know, I wish there was a way to approve not a zoning change, but an exception for this use. You know, if a good project comes before you, you shouldn't have to change the whole nature of the parcel, but just allow that they're going to do. And I know that what they're going to complain is that that's spot zoning. But it's smarter. I mean, and these categories can sometimes be so artificial. And if you allow one, you allow anything in that category, which is exactly what you're trying to avoid. Also in the category of, like, why are you running for the office? Ashley Hoffberger has a very compelling, like, one of two parts story that she tells about why she's running for office.
Tonight, I want to share two experiences with you that brought me to run for county commissioner. I'm a mom. My husband and I have a beautiful, almost 3-year-old baby girl at home. And back in November, she had a febrile seizure. I walk into the house at 6:30 and Grant says, "Hey babe, is that you?" wondering who else it could be, I walk into the bedroom where Layla is thankfully breathing but completely incoherent. Right behind me comes the fire department. They put her on oxygen and they take her vitals, and I ask dispatch, how far out is the ambulance? It was complete silence. And I said, in a panicked voice, we are less than 10 minutes from Sacred Heart. She is stable. How far out is the ambulance? And the best answer they can give me is, well, they're on their way. So my husband and I couldn't even make an informed decision about Layla's health care.
Oh, man. That's, I mean, you hear about all of the different things regarding EMS wait times and, you know, some of the sort of never-ending, it seems like, problems that we have in managing and orchestrating EMS over the years. But this is where the, you know, this is where the health difficulty meets the transport truck, right? Fire shows up, a fire can't transport you. So fire's there helping, but they're not EMS.
I met with some of you, EMS access is a priority for you. And I understand when we have severe weather, some of your bridges are impassable in your neighborhoods. I can promise you, because of my experience as a mother, public safety is my number one priority. No one, and I mean no one, in our community should pick up the phone and call 911 and not know if an ambulance is going to be responding.
Man, I couldn't agree more. That's absolutely correct. The other reason she says she's running?
The second reason I'm running is to make it easier to do business in Escambia County. I come from small business ownership, and many of you that I met with are local contractors and handyman and restaurant owners and service providers. It is no secret that our permitting department is antiquated and the processes around zoning are inefficient. When I submitted for an interior remodel permit for our property on University Parkway, we waited over 13 weeks. The carrying cost of doing business in Escambia County are too high for startup businesses, and we are losing the opportunity to create new jobs in our community because doing business in Escambia County is too expensive due to too much bureaucracy, a lack of transparency, a lack of accountability, and quite frankly, no ownership from anyone in those departments. I want to make it easier to create jobs in our community, and I think that is vitally important.
As somebody who started a business, I think she would be in a position to know, and these are not things that she's the first person I've heard say this. I'll get to Buck Mitchell's comments on why he's running here in just a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are heading into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze, you can expect to see a lot of backup right as you exit the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve, but clearing up as you pass by Gulf Breeze High. Clear on the 3 mile bridge into town this morning. Downtown Pensacola backing up a lot, specifically on 9th Avenue at its intersections with Gregory Street and Chase Street. So drive with caution and expect some delays. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy, traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to this District 4 Commissioner Forum held at Marcus Point Baptist Church. Buck Mitchell on the question of why he's running.
If elected, I could bring a, you know, a fresh breath of air to the county commissioner meetings, to the leadership in our government. I do get along with all the county commissioners, but I am my own man. I'm not, being run by anybody. I have run a very, very successful business over the last 35 years, over 200 employees. Not only that, but it's a family business, so I've had to deal with family issues. We know when payroll is hard to meet and when the good times are happening.
So there you go. And hit that understanding of, you know, what makes the commerce run, tourism run, understanding the beach, you know, all of those things are things that he has said about what he wants to do. And, you know, just kind of be a different voice on the board than is already on there. 8:58 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. A couple of other things that are going on. We've got the senior chill out that comes up this Friday, June 7th, at area Lowe's stores where you can donate air conditioning units or fans for the elderly who are, you know, Council on Aging puts this together every year. It's a very good promotion because they need fans, they need AC, the Council on Aging needs money. All of that can be helpful. So stop by a Walmart locally and, you know, donate any of those things. Also, Bands on the Beach. It's Tuesday. Therefore, we have Bands on the Beach tonight. Always a very, very fun show. And tonight you're going to have the New Cahoots are going to be performing 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion right by the Beach Ball on Pensacola Beach and Casino Beach. So it's going to be a good show tonight. The governor has signed a bunch of bills, including one that brings reform to HOAs, trying to rein them in. An HOA with more than 100 parcels must post all of its rules, covenants, budgets, and other pertinent documents on the website by January 1st, schedule of meetings. And there's all kinds of things that the HOAs cannot do anymore, like fining residents for leaving up holiday decorations, or they can't fine you for promoting having vegetable gardens, for example. And things outside of the view of the public also that they used to be able to fine you for because it wasn't prohibited. And fining residents for leaving garbage cans at the curb or at the end of their driveway anytime within 24 hours on either side of scheduled trash collection, they can't prohibit anymore.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.